Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to our live 3Ps intro class. So, wow, I see I've got lots of you popping on the webcast, and we've got people hopping on the line, and I'm just excited to be here. I know this is kind of a last minute decision to do a live class, a live virtual class before we start the official program. And I was just guided last minute to do that. So here we are today. And cool. So for those of you who are new, I'm Tanya Penny. I'm an occupational therapist, an author of Connecting with the Divine You, and a Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Coach. So I know I have many of you that are currently in one of my programs with us today. I can see some familiar names on the webcast. I can't see who's there. So if you want to say hi to me and let me know who's there, you can do that. And I'm just going to check to make sure I'm recording. Technology's been a little bit weird for me in the past few days. So good. Looks like I'm recording. All right. So I did put up an outline. And if you have it, great. If you don't, it's not a big deal. Just grab a piece of paper, open a Word document, not a problem. If you watched the part one, the video lesson, great. If not, not a problem. The video lesson, in a nutshell, goes over what are the three P's, why it's important to release them, and gives you a few tools to get started, inspired actions to get started. So, not a big deal, though, if you miss those. Tonight in class, what we're going to do is I'll just do a brief little review for those of you who didn't get to watch the video, and then we are going to dive in to how and why the three P's came to be, three P's and beliefs, as well as how do we heal these patterns so that we can get our health and our lives back. So that's what we're going to be covering tonight in class. Class is going to be about 60 minutes. And let's see, what other housekeeping things are there? I'm not sure if I'll have time for questions at the end. You can feel free to raise your hand, star 2, if you're on the phone. And if you're on the webcast, you can submit your question with your first name and your email address. And if I don't get to your questions tonight, because I have a lot to cover, you can, I'll go ahead and answer your questions via email if you give me your email on the webcast. And those of you who are on the phone, you can always email me your questions. And I'll give you a little email back with a response. So if we do have time, great, but I know that I tend to put quite a bit into these and I don't always have time for questions. Let's see what else is important to share with you guys. If you want to continue and want more support to release the three P's, I'll let you know how at the end of the call. If you're on the webcast, there's already links and buttons up there, and you can explore that if you want as well. Can I still invite friends is a question that I got in the webcast. Yes, you can. So the way that you can invite friends, I'm trying to make this as easy as possible, is just send them to tanyapenny.com. That's the welcome page they'll come to. Just tell them to opt in for the free gift at the top. As soon as they do, it'll take them to the replay, unless you send it to them right now, and then they'll get the call-in details and can attend live. But, yeah, I'll have the replay available to listen to for I don't know how long. So, yes, you can definitely still invite your friends. I think it's also important. It's really important to remind you guys that every single person on the planet pretty much struggles in some way, shape, or form with these 3P patterns: perfection, people pleasing, pretending to be superhuman. I used to say Superwoman. You may have heard me say that in the video. I did not re-record the video this year. I'm starting to say superhuman because I'm starting to see more men in my community, which I think is awesome. So, yeah. So superhuman, so superwoman, superman, or now I'm just saying superhuman. All right. So it's important also to remind you that healing them can be a process. Okay, shifting these patterns can be a process and can take time because they're pretty deeply ingrained. So I've been working with the three P's, I think, since my, gosh, my early 30s. I'm 43. And so I've been working, like really working with shifting these now for about 13 years. And I've come a long way, but I'll be honest, I can still find myself slipping back into superhuman, people-pleasing. So, yeah, we got to be gentle with ourselves and have compassion for ourselves and really just realize these take time, can take time. You know, sometimes people ask me, is awareness, like just being aware that we have them, is that enough? And for most of us, it's not. I think awareness can definitely help us to shift them, for sure. And I also feel that staying conscious, using conscious and subconscious tools and catching ourselves, not beating ourselves up when we catch ourselves, and continuing to work on shifting those beliefs, which we'll talk about tonight. Okay, so it's like the conscious and the subconscious have to be worked with in order to shift these. Okay, what else is important before we dive in? So why is it important? Why is it important to heal these 3P patterns? You know, in a nutshell, they're at the root of most of our stress. They're at the root of most chronic illnesses. Pretty much all chronic illnesses have to, some way, shape, or form, have to do with these 3P patterns. Depression, anxiety, excess weight, addictions, eating disorders, autoimmune disorders, et cetera, et cetera. So really, to heal our body, it's essential that we do take time to shift these unhealthy patterns. Now, the 3P patterns can also block us not only from healing and being healthy, but from following our divine guidance, our inner wisdom, following our heart, nurturing our desires, living our passions, and even they can keep us from fully living our purpose, whether it's growing your business or just, you know, if you work for somebody else, the same thing. So in a nutshell, that's why we want to take the time to release and shift these patterns and be free of them. And will we ever be free of them completely, somebody asks? I don't know. I'm still working on it. Hope so. I'm not going to give up, that's for sure. You know, I want to have the most out of my life. And, if, you know, I do have a lot out of my life right now, and I want to continue to improve and have even more. So, yeah, and a lot of us have, you know, trauma. A lot of us have been passed down these patterns by our mom, our grandparents, our parents, our grandparents, our ancestors. So, you know, when people say, why does it take so long? Or why is it so hard to shift these patterns? That is why. They really are there. You know, they've been conditioned in us, and on a very deep level, they have been a way that we thought we needed to be, things we needed to do in order to survive. And remember, as children, in order to survive, we needed love. We did need our parents to care for us, right? So, we did a lot of these things in order to get that love. And we'll talk more about that tonight. I'm kind of getting ahead here, but it just feels important to share some of that right now. So, yeah. So why am I teaching this? Like I said before, I've been seriously working with shifting these for about 13 years. And I really had a wake-up call. You know, most of you have heard my story. I had anxiety and depression, eating disorders, excess weight. Probably since, I struggled with that since I was between 5 and 10 years old, a long time ago. And it wasn't until I got the MS diagnosis that I really got serious about looking at what was at the root. And what I noticed, and this was in 2004 when I got diagnosed. So the things that I noticed is that I would mentally, right, beat the crap out of myself. Like with my thoughts, and then I would, with my words as well, call myself stupid, just beat myself up if I didn't do something right. Just a really tough inner critic. So I also noticed that I physically would push myself. I physically would push myself beyond my limits, even if I wasn't feeling good. If I was tired, if I, you know, had the MS symptoms, weakness and numbness, I would push myself beyond, even though I needed to rest and not do that. I struggled with saying no to other people. So people pleasing, right? I struggled with saying no, even if I didn't want to do something. I would typically do it anyways. I really was kind of a control queen, and I have to watch it. I can still slide back into that when I'm afraid. So trying to control and or fix others' problems. So I would also put tons of pressure on myself, just pressure to try and be everything to everyone, please everybody. Again, even if there were things I didn't really want to do, even if I was tired. And I would do these things until I had a breakdown. Sometimes it was a mental breakdown, anxiety, depression. Sometimes it was burnout, fatigue. Sometimes it was the MS symptoms amping up again. And, I just really wasn't nurturing or honoring myself when I was falling into these patterns. So I became aware of them and was like, wow, you know, these are really at the core, the root of a lot of the illness I was experiencing mentally, emotionally, and physically. So I noticed that as I started to shift these patterns, and believe me, it takes time and tools. Like I said, I can still fall into them. But I know that I get out much faster now. And I noticed that as I started to shift them more, I would start to feel better mentally, physically, and emotionally. Right? So I saw for myself, and then I started to teach this with my clients. And I really didn't start to teach the three P's with my clients, I don't think, until 2000. I don't think until like 4 or 5 years ago is when I really started to consciously teach this to my clients. So I think this is the fourth or fifth year I'm teaching this and then the live program. So, yeah, I just am seeing how powerful it is for people, how much it impacts them physically, mentally, and emotionally when they heal these patterns. Even little shifts make a big difference. And I decided to run this program again. I ran it in the beginning of the year in January, and I just got guidance that it was time again, just before the holidays start. Because what I noticed is that many of us, these patterns amp up during the holidays. So many of us are around family. Many of us, and of course, when we get back with family, it seems that these patterns kick in even more strong. And even if you're not with family, just the pressure of the holidays, right? That trying to do and be everything, perfect gifts, perfect parties, people pleasing, saying yes to everything when really you need to take more time for yourself, the whole superhuman go, 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 do, do, do. These patterns just really seem to kick in during the holidays. So, yeah, I was guided to do it, to do this again right now. So here we are. And so this class is going to help you to start shifting them on a deeper level. And if you've been a part of this class before, welcome back. If you've been part of the program before, welcome back. And you might hear some new things tonight. And just know, too, that repetition is key when you're shifting anything. Repetition is key when you're shifting anything. So take what you like. Start to put some of these things into place. Remember to have compassion for yourself. Please do not compare yourself to others, where they are. Let your perfectionist and your, you know, judgment stay at the door. Have compassion and curiosity for yourself while you're listening to this live class or to the replay. So let go of judging yourself. Know that it's normal to fall off the wagon, fall back into old patterns, especially when you have high stress or big shifts, okay? And especially when you're around family or holiday type stuff. So just want to put that out there to be very gentle with yourself and, yeah, judgment at the door. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive into how and why the three P's came to be. Why do we have these patterns? I talked a little bit about it before. But even before we get into that, I'm going to back up a second. There's something I always like to do when I begin a live class, whether it's in a program or a free class. So if you're driving, please keep your eyes open. But if you're not driving, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, put a hand on your heart, and perhaps another one on your belly. And just begin by breathing, just following the breath in and out of your body. I know many of you, this is the end of your day. You've been quite busy today, perhaps. Go, 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 do, do, do. So it's time for you to slow down a little bit. Let your loved ones know this is you time. Perhaps you need to put up your do not disturb sign. Hand on the heart, hand on the belly. Just following the breath in and out of the body for a few moments. And as you are inhaling the breath, the next inhale, go ahead and breathe in gratitude. Gratitude for yourself, acceptance on where you are right now on your journey of personal growth and healing. And as you breathe out, just breathing out any judgment, blame, guilt, anger at yourself. Maybe there's shame present. So inhale, breathing in gratitude and acceptance for yourself and all that you've done up to this point. All the healing work you've done. Just everything you've done in your life up to this point, remember that it's brought you here today. It's all been a piece of your journey. And exhaling any judgment, blame, anger, shame. And just doing that several more times. All right. So when you notice that you're being hard on yourself, that can actually be a little tool, a simple little tool that you can use to help shift what I call that inner critic or perfectionist. So it's great to do that if you notice you're beating up on yourself, if you're being self-critical or judgmental. If you're angry at yourself, that's a really simple little tool that you can use. That can help you to shift that. Awesome. So how and why have the three P's came to be? How did these patterns come to be? And again, they were passed down, right? They were usually passed down, modeled for us by one or both of our parents. And again, your parents learned it from their parents and so on. So it was passed down, these patterns. They're ingrained. They were modeled for us, but they've also kind of been hardwired in us. Belief systems get passed down. And also what gets passed down are certain emotions in our makeup, anxiety, fear. And all of these patterns, all three of them, are actually driven by fear. Fear of, and I'm going to go through each of the fears actually in a minute, but they're driven by fear, just know that, and they were passed down, right? Modeled for us and passed down by our parents and their parents and so on. So you might come from a long line of perfectionists or people pleasers or pretending to be superhuman, and some of you lucky people got all three, like I do. I think most of us do to a certain extent. So let's talk a little bit about the fears that drive these patterns. So a lot of us have this fear of loss of love. We're afraid that if we don't do things perfectly, if we don't please a certain person, if we don't accomplish and do certain things for certain people, the superhuman, that we're going to lose love, we're going to lose praise, approval, attention. Okay. We're going to lose it. And perhaps also we're afraid that we're going to be, this kind of goes with it, rejected, abandoned, embarrassed, or made fun of. So there's that fear of rejection, embarrassment, and criticism, and ultimately abandoned, being left alone, right? That, I guess, is the extreme, is that we'll be abandoned. And remember, as a child, that felt like, you know, being abandoned or not being approved of or being criticized could have felt like death. It could have felt like death. And so many of us still have these inner children that are running us, these 3P patterns, and these fears that are running us. When the truth is now, we can handle, right? We can handle rejection or embarrassment or criticism. And if people decide that they want to leave us now because we're not doing things to please them or, you know, whatever it is, fill in the blank, now we know that we can survive without a certain, right, we needed our mom and dad. Now we can survive and we'll find other people that will love us for who we truly are We don't have to fall into these patterns. Okay? So, yeah, that's the important thing, I think, really, one of the important things to remember is that we no longer have to live in according to these fears and let them drive our behaviors and our actions. These fears no longer have to rule us or drive us because now we're adults. And really the only person's love and approval we need is our own. And yes, of course, we do need other people. And other people will come in. Maybe not the people that are with you right now, right? But new people who love and appreciate you for who you truly are will come in, even if some of the other people leave. Okay. So some of us, let's see what else here. And it's important to add this, I guess, is that if you had trauma, like not just criticism, but physical and or sexual abuse, these patterns are probably going to be even bigger and stronger. For some of us, criticism was enough. And then, of course, you know, some of us, if we had that abuse, not just verbal, but physical and sexual, these patterns, I've seen this in my work. I work with a lot of people who've had trauma and abuse, me included, and so these patterns can be even stronger, okay? So just know that, that's normal if that's something you're feeling or dealing with. I always like to give some examples, too. So, you know, growing up, my dad had a very strong perfectionist. So he was very hard on himself, and he was very hard on me and my mom if we didn't do things right. Right usually meant his way. So I developed a very strong inner critic that tried to keep me in line to do things right or perfect so that my dad wouldn't criticize me. Right? And then that inner critic, again, for a lot of us, it becomes our, you know, the voice in our head and what's ruling us today. Even if you're not living with your dad or near your dad or your dad has passed, it's like the voice still lives in your head, or maybe it was your mother, right? Or maybe it was your mother. So, you know, I also saw my mom very much try to please my dad, right? So I learned that, not just please my dad, but please other people at the expense of herself. So at the expense of her, you know, not doing things she wanted to do and doing things she didn't want to do in order to please my dad so he wouldn't blow up, right? Or so that she would get his love and approval and he wouldn't leave. Okay. So there was the people-pleasing part. And then I also saw my dad, you know, my dad worked really hard and go, 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 do, do, do. And so kind of that superhuman mentality, you didn't really rest unless you were sick, like pretty sick. And so I took that on too, right? The superhuman, overachiever, superhuman, the type A people, you know, people, someone asked about type A, and that's more the perfectionist. But again, these all kind of can weave together. And many of us struggle with all of them to some degree. But they kind of cross over, and we can see crossovers here. We can see connections. So that's how and where they came to be in a nutshell. You know, people often ask me, can this have come from past life stuff as well? And absolutely, our past in this life, but yeah, also past life stuff. Besides, you know, being passed down by our ancestors, our parents, we could have had situations in past lives. So, you know, the other question I get is, well, do you then work with clearing past life stuff? And I would say yes, absolutely. The things we do are also going to help to clear out the past life and the beliefs that have to do with that. All the belief systems, you know, whether they're past life, this life, or ancestors, are definitely the tools we use are going to help to clear that out. So yeah, that's a good question, and I just wanted to make sure to take care of that one because I see that one a lot. So let's talk a little bit about our beliefs, because we know that our beliefs, our limiting beliefs, our limiting 3P beliefs in this case, are what drive our actions. They are what drive us to fall into these patterns and these 3P behaviors. So people often, again, ask, do I have to spend time working on these beliefs? And yes, to some extent. We have to shift the beliefs, rewire our brains in order to shift the behaviors. The more we shift the beliefs, the more we're going to shift those behaviors. Okay. So, what beliefs? Let's actually point some out. I think it would be helpful to do that for each one. So let's go ahead and start with perfection. Okay, so what are some of the beliefs that our perfectionist might hold or that would keep us stuck in the perfection pattern? There's a belief that I have to be perfect, right? I have to be perfect, or I have to do X, Y, or Z in order to be loved, valued, worthwhile, or safe, right? So I have to be perfect. I can't make mistakes. I have to do it right. And then fill in the blank, right? In order to be loved, valued, worthy, safe, in order to survive. And I forgot to mention another fear. And this one, I would say this one is in childhood, but it's also, it seems to grow in adulthood. But if your parents struggled with money growing up, you're definitely going to have it, remember it in childhood as well. But that's the fear over not having enough money. And again, in surviving, right? So in our jobs, that's often, we'll fall into people-pleasing, perfection, or superhuman in order to keep our job, get a promotion, not lose money, et cetera. So I just remembered that I needed to mention that. So back to our beliefs. So you might have a belief that I have to do blank in order to survive. I have to please so-and-so, whether it's my boss, my mom, my dad, my partner, in order to get love, in order to survive. Maybe you have a belief that I have to work harder, right? There's the superhuman. I've got to work harder. I've got to do more in order to, again, prove my worth, get love, keep my job, grow my business, make more money. There might be another belief that I can't express my wants, needs, and desires because it'll cause conflict. That falls into people-pleasing. So those are some very common belief systems. And, of course, we're all going to have a little bit different versions, maybe different words, given what we heard or saw growing up. Okay. And it's funny because people say, yeah, but I'm not a perfectionist in this area. And I'll say, yeah, but you might be in this other area. So in the video, I do go into all the ways that these can show up because they're sneaky, you guys. Like, they're really sneaky. And I have to say, there's one for sure that a lot of women, especially, women have this, the caregiver role, right? We're supposed to be selfless. Women are givers. So sometimes women struggle more with the people-pleasing or with the superhuman than men do in our personal lives, but men may struggle more with it at work. Okay, so I know that's shifting a little bit on the planet right now. And I felt like it was important to add that as a side note. So taking a few moments to write down what belief systems, right? Which of the three P's do you feel like you struggle with? And what area of your life? Maybe it shows up when you clean the house. Maybe it shows up when you're cooking. Maybe it shows up just with your friends or with your sweetie or just at work. Maybe it shows up with your children. So where do you tend, you know, to have, do you have an inner critic? Do you beat yourself up? Do you feel like you've got to do things perfect and there's a right or wrong, a black or white, all or nothing thinking? Is people pleasing, like you care a lot what other people think of you? And it's not that we don't want to care what other people think of us, but not to the extent that it holds us back from doing what is in the highest for us, what honors us, and following our own guidance, and not doing things we don't want to do. Take care of our needs, getting our needs met. And then superhuman, are you constantly going, doing? Your schedule is constantly full. You're constantly busy. And I know some of you got the whole sexy excuse thing going on. Yeah, but I love socializing and it's fun. Great. And still, if you don't have enough rest or downtime, that's going to bite you, right? Even if it's fun stuff and you enjoy it and it's your passion, it's going to bite you. You know, yeah, absolutely. Because I had plenty of work and plenty of play, but I never had enough rest until MS came knocking at my door. And then I definitely had to work with that. That was a biggie and still can be for me. So just take a few moments to jot down, and some of you might have done this already if you did the video, but which of these patterns do you struggle with? And you might have more insight now after I've been talking, right? Again, these are sneaky. And in what areas and with who do I tend to fall into these patterns with? So just take a few moments to do that with compassion and curiosity, not beating yourself up for it. And then what are the fears / limiting beliefs that drive you to fall into these patterns? And I had mentioned a few, right? The I've got to be perfect. I can't make mistakes. I've got to do it right. I'm afraid of failing. I have to do blank in order to survive, make money, get love. I have to be perfect in order to get love or praise or value or feel worthy, maybe to feel safe. I have to work harder or do more in order to fill in the blank. I can't express my wants, needs, and desires or I'll cause conflict. I can't do X, Y, or Z because I'll cause conflict or I'll be abandoned or rejected or embarrassed, criticized. So just take a few moments to write down a few of the belief systems that you know you need to work with. And then what we're going to do next is for each belief that you wrote down, each limiting or fear-based belief, I'm going to have you write down now an opposite truth. So we're going to start to move into the how do we heal these three P's, right, and get our health and our lives back? How do we free ourselves from these patterns? So we're going to move into working with tools, both conscious and subconscious, that are going to help us to shift. Okay, so we're going to continue with the beliefs, and I want you to write down an opposite truth because we're going to begin to talk about how to rewire these beliefs so that we can shift our actions and stop, you know, falling into these patterns. So writing down an opposite truth for each of the beliefs that you wrote down. So if you wrote down, I have to be perfect, I can't make mistakes, the opposite truth is there are no mistakes. There is no perfect. There is no right or wrong. There really isn't. You could ask 100 people what doing something perfect, a certain thing, looked like to them, and they might all give you a different answer. An opposite for, you know, I've got to please so-and-so, I'll lose their love. An opposite truth might be, I really need to please myself and do what's right for me, even if it does cause conflict. I can handle conflict. I can handle rejection or criticism now, and I'll find other people that love me and honor me and respect me for who I really am. I have to work harder, do more. I'm always doing enough. I can slow down, do less. My worth is not attached to what I do or how much I do. Those are some good opposite truths to work with. And, of course, there's millions more. And if we continue together in one of the programs, whether it's group or one-on-one, one of my gifts is really to look at someone's history and their current reality and connect the dots as to which of these belief systems we really need to work on shifting. And then, of course, giving you the tools and the processes to do that. So, again, take a few more moments to write down opposite truths for each of your belief systems. And then what are we going to do with them? Let's talk about our tools. Okay, what are we going to do to shift these belief systems? So we already did the reflect and write. So, of course, we got to be aware of first, what do I struggle with who? And then you might even want to look at, to go deeper in this, look back at your past. This can sometimes be helpful. We want to look back, but we don't want to stare. But, you know, how did these patterns come to be? Might want to take a few moments to do that outside of the class, right? And then how do we work with these beliefs? How do we begin shifting them? So one of the conscious tools, besides, of course, the reflection and the writing, is on a daily basis, consciously looking at, okay, you might even want to write it on an index card or a special page in your journal. And you might want to write down, these are the patterns in the belief systems that keep me stuck in this 3P or these 3Ps if you struggle with all of them. So just being conscious on a daily basis, these are the patterns, these are the belief systems, and then these are the opposite truths. And writing and actually affirming over and over the opposite truth that you wrote down. And people often say, how often do I have to do that? Well, I would say in the morning, before you start your day, if you can take a few minutes in the middle of the day, and again, before you go to bed. It's helpful to do it 2 to 3 times a day. You can have post-it notes with your opposite truths posted, like at work or in your car or on your bathroom mirror. You can write them in dry erase marker. So these things, you can put reminders in your calendar, your electronic calendar or paper calendar of your writing your opposite truth. Because here's the deal, the more that you see it, the more that you're going to start to shift it. See it, say it, affirm it, visualize, feel it in the body. You're going to start to shift these patterns, these belief systems, and your behaviors are going to start to shift. And remember, not everyone's going to be happy when they shift. You're not here to make other people happy. It's not your responsibility. That falls into people-pleasing or superhuman, feeling like you have to make others happy or fix their problems, right? So that's one of the ways that we consciously begin to shift. And then I'm going to give you another little tip for each of the 3 P's. When somebody asks you to do something, so we just talked about shifting the beliefs consciously. Now we're going to talk about a few, I guess, inspired actions or tips. For people pleasers, if somebody asks you to do something, do not say yes right away. I know that you are yes people, a lot of you, so what I recommend all my clients do is whenever anybody asks you to do anything, you practice saying, let me check my schedule and I'll get back to you. You may get back to them in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it depends on what the request is. But do not say yes right away. You have to practice saying, let me get back to you. Let me check my schedule. Let me think about that. I'm not sure. The tip for you perfectionists, if you tend to overdo something, whether it's cleaning, cooking, working on a project at work, set a time limit. Set a time limit, okay? And just do it good enough. Now, none of you are slackers, okay? So good enough is probably going to still be over 100%. And if you fall more into the perfection procrastination, so some of you, your perfection, you will overdo, and some of you, you will underdo, procrastinate, not do anything at all. So if you're a procrastinator, just tell yourself, you know what? I just need to do this one little step. I just need to take this one small step and see what happens. I'm going to do something, maybe it'll be for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, something that you're really scared to do. Like, I'm just going to take this one little step to do it. Okay? Superhuman. What I recommend is that you schedule at least 30 minutes of self-care you time every day into your schedule. Down time. This is you time. Nobody else. We talk about we time versus me time, just me time. And during that 30 minutes, you're going to either take a nap, listen to a guided meditation practice, maybe read, take a bath, get a mini massage, go sit outside in nature, take a walk, a gentle walk, maybe do some gentle yoga. So scheduling 30 minutes of you time every day, and this might mean that you need to ask for more help or delegate something, spouse, kids, at work, etc. Okay, so those are just some tiny little actions that you can start with to consciously shift the beliefs, and then little baby step actions to shift the patterns as well. All right. So as far as subconscious tools, so reprogramming these belief systems and these patterns on a subconscious level. One of the things that is extremely helpful for my clients is, and for myself, I still use them, is the guided therapeutic meditation practices. So if and when you sign up for the 3 P's program, you receive 2 for each of the 3 P's, a short practice and a long practice. And I'm going to give you guys who are in my free community a little sample so you can test it out. I'll put that up for you guys to play with and to try out. But we work on the belief systems. We have different belief systems in each of the guided practices. Again, 2 for each of the 3 P's, a shorty and then a long one, a 15-minute or so and then a 30-minute or so. And what's great about these practices is you can lie down or sit in a comfortable position. You can drift off or fall asleep. A lot of people listen to them as they fall asleep at bedtime at a very low level. It's also helpful to listen midday during your lunch break to at least a shorty practice. And it really helps to reprogram besides using the conscious tool of writing, affirming, seeing your opposite truth. Okay. So the subconscious tools are also very, very, the guided meditation practices are very helpful. They help you to shift the beliefs. They help you to plant seeds for what you do desire. They help you to clear out the fear, the doubt, the insecurity. Just, I can't tell you enough how much they have helped me and the clients that I have worked with, the people that have taken this program, to shift, right, to shift their behaviors, because it all starts with your belief systems. And then, of course, taking tiny little baby step actions for some of you, and for some of you, big actions in order to shift them. So conscious, subconscious tools and inspired actions. And when you become aware that you have fallen back into a pattern, when you become aware of it, please be gentle with yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Be gentle. Okay? Just acknowledge, I fell back into this pattern today. So this is something you can do at bedtime when you go to sleep. Before you go to sleep, is ask yourself, how and where did I fall into a 3P pattern today? With who? What did it look like? What fear caused you to do it? Okay, we're going to get into this deeper in the program, but those are some of the questions you can ask yourself at bedtime before you go to sleep. So it's kind of like a journal, a little mini journal session check-in before you go to bed at night. Because again, awareness is key to changing anything. And then end with, what would I do next time? What can I do next time? What do I want to do next time in order to not fall into that pattern? What do I want to do next time that would really honor me? That would really be the most loving of myself, the most nurturing of myself. Okay. That's something that's really, I think, important to do in order to make these shifts, right? And that's something I still do. I still check in every night at bedtime. Let's see what else. I think another really important piece is getting support. So even talking, if you can, with a friend, with your partner, even with your children about these patterns and sharing. So sharing with them your struggles, and maybe it will help them to look at and shift theirs as well. You might even say, you know, I really struggle with this pattern. And, you know, if you notice that I'm falling into it, could you gently point it out to me? So friends, partners, and of course, working with a coach, a counselor, et cetera, and a group of like-minded people that are on the same path as you is really powerful too. Right? So, it's very powerful to have that and to do that. And we do that in the group, definitely, which I'll tell you about a little bit in a little bit. So those are some things that you can get started with to begin shifting your 3P patterns and those belief systems and fears that run your patterns. So moving forward, I know we have a few minutes left here. Moving forward, if you would like more support to shift these patterns, one of the ways that you can do that is to join us for the Release the 3Ps virtual program. The first class starts on, the first live group gathering starts on October 22nd. But you can get started right away. There are audio lessons, an audio lesson for each of the 3Ps, as well as two guided therapeutic meditation practices that I talked about earlier. So you can begin shifting those belief systems, go deeper with each of the audio lessons, and then we'll meet each month for a live group call or gathering. Okay? And in that group gathering, 60-minute group gathering, you can receive personalized coaching, you can get support, you can ask questions. It's really a time for you to get that extra support from me. And also to hear, it's very powerful to share. Sharing is very healing, whether it's listening to other people share or if you're sharing. So, yeah, it's powerful. So, again, if you sign up by October 15th, you can also receive your Stop Stuffing bonus. So Stop Stuffing Symptoms Speak Workshop, whether you stuff your emotions your wants, needs, and desires with, and this is very common, with food, alcohol, etc., whatever your stuffing pattern is, working. You get this bonus workshop with a guided therapeutic meditation practice as well to help you to shift that stuffing pattern. And you sign up by October 15th. You can receive the 3P's program as well for free if you join me for the Peace and Passion Retreat. Now, the Peace and Passion Retreat doesn't start, and it's a virtual retreat, by the way, it doesn't start until November, but if you sign up by October 22nd, you can receive the Release the 3Ps program for free. So you might want to check that out. And again, if you're listening tonight on the live tonight, there's webcast button, links and buttons that you can check out these programs. If you're on the phone, the easiest way to check out the programs would be, let's see, I would say it would be to go to TanyaPenny.com and then hit support, click support on the top, and it'll drop down, and it'll say all programs, and all the programs I'm talking about will be listed. Peace and Passion Virtual Retreat, Release the 3Ps. You can also join us for the year-long program, Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Mastery. It goes through all 10 keys. So the Peace and Passion Virtual Retreat goes through 4 keys. 4 of the 10 Mastery Program goes through all of them. And if you sign up for either one of those programs, you receive Release the 3Ps for free. Okay? Or you can just sign up for Release the 3Ps program and just start there. And if you guys have any questions, always you can email me, Tanya@TanyaPenny.com. If you're not sure which program is right for you, we can even set up a time to talk if you'd like to. So Tanya@TanyaPenny.com. And, I just want to thank you guys for joining me tonight or listening to the replay. I'll also put these program options in the replay email out to you, so you can go ahead and check them out there. And, I feel like that's pretty complete for tonight. It gives you some good stuff to get started with. And just remember, again, be gentle. Progress, not perfection. This is a process to shift these. And we all, to some degree, struggle with these patterns, have been conditioned with these patterns. And so awareness, wisdom, tools, and support are really what it takes in order to fully shift them so you can heal your body, live your life of passion and purpose, be happy, stay healthy, and I'd really love to support you if you feel guided to continue the journey with me in whichever program you choose. So feel free to share this with loved ones, with coworkers, with strangers. Feel free to share this intro class with anybody. Like I said before, I think almost everyone on the planet struggles with these patterns to some degree. So love you guys, and I look forward to hopefully seeing and supporting you soon. Have a beautiful evening. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.